the Mune appeared to be frustrated, and his disappointment increased on finding that Blear was deceased as well. He spent only moments appraising Simisali before going to Wandao, who was conscious, though obviously paralyzed from the waist down.
"You dishonor your heritage and your weapon, Jedi,"
Wandao managed to say.
"You could have used the Force to compel us to do as you wished. I've not only seen that, but experienced it."
The Mune's face contorted in distaste. "If you've so little will," he said in the tongue of Wendao's species, "then you're of no use to me, Clatuinian," and ended Wendao's misery with a click of his thumb and middle finger. Gradually, the spray from the ceiling abated, and the klaxons fell silent. His examinations completed, the Mune stood and turned slowly to the droid. "What name do you respond to?"
114D, sir.
"Can you pilot this ship, 114D?
"I can, sir."
The droid paused, then asked,
"Do you wish me to relocate the survivors to Medbay or jettison any of the corpses?"
The Mune surveyed his handiwork. "Leave them." He shrugged out of his sodden robe and hung it over a chair, revealing a second lightsaber affixed to his belt. "Captain La remarked that you have medical capabilities."
"I do, sir."
Turning his back to 114D, the Mune stripped his blood-stained tunic from his distended lower back. "Are you capable of repairing this?" The droid sharpened the focus of its photoreceptors and olfactory sensors.
"The wound shows signs of infection and putrefaction, sir, but yes, I can repair it."
The Mune lowered the tunic and retrieved a comlink from a pocket in the robe. Activating the device, he spent a moment inputting data, then turned the display so that 114D could read it. "Set a course for these coordinates, then attend to me in the captain's quarters."
"Anything else, sir?"
"Prepare food and drink. I'm famished."